former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84, succumbing to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. The powerful Republican served alongside President George W. Bush for two terms between 2001 and 2009, and was a driving force behind the 2003 invasion of Iraq, falsely claiming that Saddam Hussein possessed so-called weapons of mass destruction. He clashed with other high-ranking members of the administration and defended interrogation techniques of terrorism suspects that included waterboarding and sleep deprivation. Professor at American University's School of International Service, Garrett Martin, says his legacy is controversial.
Dick Cheney's legacy is fundamentally divisive because he was very much a proponent of some of the more controversial policies of, you know, the George W. Bush administration. Whether you're thinking about sort of enhanced interrogation or torture, essentially, if you're thinking about sort of surveillance, domestic spying on Americans, and of course, his most hawkish line on the war in Iraq and being largely unapologetic about it.